Work began Monday in Troy to replace a mile-long section of a 111-year-old water main that runs under the streets of Lansingburg. The 33-inch line was on Troy Superintendent of Public Utilities Chris Whalen's radar long before it burst in early 2016.
2 years ago, we deemed this line a hazard. It was a risk because of the age of it, the material it was, and then we put together the application for funding for it. And as the application was being submitted, it happened to break.
That break affected not only Troy residents, but disrupted water services to nearby communities Half Moon and Waterford. Loss of pressure was noticed as far away as East Greenbush and Rensselaer. The shaky state of Collar City infrastructure troubled Mayor Patrick Madden, then brand new on the job.
It is the pipe that kept us all up at night. It's the one that actually, before I assumed office, I met with Chris Whalen, and he singled out this pipe as the one that scared him the most. So it's good to replace this. Delighted to see it moving along, and for me, I can't get it done soon enough.
This is large pipe. It's difficult to install. We don't want to have to go back and repair it afterwards. So we want the contractor to do their due diligence and do it correctly. And we're watching them to make sure, you know, we're helping them out, make sure everything does get done correctly. But the patience from the residents in the area would be greatly appreciated, just so we don't feel pressured or under a rush.
The new 36-inch main is being laid on a route all its own, in part so as not to disturb or endanger the ancient pipe it's replacing.
Northern Drive, which is 125th Street, is going to be the only area where they kind of are next to each other, the old 33-inch line and the new line, and that will be from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. Other than that, it's a completely separate route. We didn't want to be digging right next to the old 33-inch the whole way and have another chance of breaching it ourselves.
Once the new line is operational, the old pipe will be filled in,
just so it doesn't collapse and cause road issues. So we're going to fill it in with, they call it flowable fill. It's a light concrete.
Costs associated with the new 36-inch main are estimated to be in the $3.2 million neighborhood. Whalen says outages have been minimal as crews are striving to impact residents as little as possible. As for the likelihood of future problems,
we have a map of where all of our breaks have occurred. We have an understanding of when the pipes were installed. It's a matter of trying to correlate those to see where the risk is.
City Council President Carmela Mantello.
The $3.2 million replacement project for the water main in North Lansingburg is critical to the city of Troy and our neighboring towns and villages. We're hopeful on the upcoming budget that we'll see more infrastructure dollars for water and sewerage, as it's critical to public health, public safety, and economic development to our city and cities across upstate.
Officials say approximately 60% of the project is being funded by a grant, the rest through a zero-interest loan. The project is on schedule, expected to be finished by late July or early August. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.